This is Teresa Salazzoni, and we have a special segment for you today, a special community awareness segment, actually. And this month is Meet the Blind Month for October, and we have a special guest in the studio with us today. We have Jordy Stringer, who works for Southeastern Ohio Center for Independent Living. Many of you may know it as SOCIAL. Good morning, Jordy.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you this morning? Very good.
Good. I'm glad to have you. All right. Now, Jordy, you are, with this being Meet the Blind Month, I want to introduce you to everybody, because you are actually blind.
I am totally blind. I've been totally blind since birth, and I am a member of the community, and I work in the community, and yes, I happen to be blind. I use a long white cane and some other assistive technology devices to get my normal everyday activities done and do the work that I do at the Southeastern Ohio Center for Independent Living. And so yes, it's glad to be here with you this morning, and thanks for having me so I can talk about Meet the Blind Month.
Absolutely. Now, with that being said, if I didn't know any better, I mean, the key word that you said was normal functioning in society. So tell us what you do at SOCIAL.
So at SOCIAL, what I do is I connect individuals who have disabilities with community resources, and we help them to achieve independence. We can also advocate for individuals in situations where they may be being discriminated against by other members of the community. We also provide independent living skills training, but the main nerve of our actual program is information and referral and connecting individuals to organizations like the National Federation of the Blind so that they can be empowered to live the lives that they want and also take advantage of some of the different types of events and offerings that the National Federation of the Blind has.
And that is all over the country. People are working with that organization.
Absolutely. The National Federation of the Blind is a nationwide organization that was founded in 1940. There are many, many affiliates. All the states here in the union have an affiliate. Ohio happens to be one of the founding affiliates. And so this happened back in 1940. And so 77, 78 years later now, here we are in a different time. But the mission of the National Federation of the Blind has never changed. And that is to create opportunities in the community for people to live as independently as they want to and live a normal life and function as members of society just like anybody else would.
I would agree with that. And, you know, I was just looking at the brochure and it says, together with love, hope, determination, we transform dreams into reality. And your reality is that you function just like everybody else does in this society.
Absolutely. The thing I would say is that my reality is that blindness is not the characteristic that defines who I am or what I do or where I go. And that's something that is extremely important to me, both as an individual and as a member of the human services community. It's really important that people recognize that blindness is not the characteristic that defines blind people. We also in the Federation believe that low expectations are what create obstacles for blind people.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that whole love, hope, and determination kind of thing that you just read there,
yes,
that's what we live by, and that's what we walk out every single day.
And as it should be. And it's, I think, the same with really any disability, that it doesn't define who you are. You know, my family, I have a brother that has a disability, and it definitely does never define who he is.
So I think that's a really important thing to keep in mind for those of us who do have disabilities. I'm, as I said at the beginning, totally blind, and, you know, we are sometimes mitigated in people's mind by our disability. And so it's really cool that your brother doesn't allow that disability to define, you know, who he is, because he's more than just his disability. He's your brother. You know, he's someone's son. He is a member of the community and he happens to have a disability. And so that's a very important thing to note.
I couldn't concur more. Now, let's talk about blind veterans for a moment, Jordy.
Absolutely.
I see here that there's the National Federation of the Blind and it has a veterans arm, so to speak. Blind veterans serving blind veterans.
Correct. So one of the things that the National Federation of the Blind has done since its inception is create divisions. We call them divisions or special interest groups that help to focus on issues that might be affecting specific populations of blind people, like veterans or students, etc. Mm-hmm. But yes, there are many of those different arms, as you called it. We have a division for blind veterans. We have a division for students. There's a seniors division. There are many other divisions. There's a performing arts division. Blind people are in so many different areas of, well, we're everywhere. And so that's how these divisions come into being. There's lawyers division. There is all of these different special interest groups that focus on issues that blind people deal with in profession and even socially. Here in Ohio, we have worked through many different systemic issues. Mm-hmm. One of the things we had noticed across the country was that parents were being denied the right to be parents simply because they were blind. And our many efforts to make that known shown that just because an individual is blind, they can take care of children. We can all take care of children.
That's absolutely right. And I guess I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought about it either. But there's forces out there that don't always have the best interest of folks in mind sometimes. And so, yeah, it's something that you wouldn't think of because it's normal. And I think that's a really appropriate thing to think.
I would definitely agree with that. You said you had some special assistant devices that help you. So you work every day, you get the TV listings, you go to the store, you do all the normal things that everybody does in life.
Absolutely. So some of the assistive devices that I use, you kind of alluded to newspaper reading. There is a brochure over there I gave you about mm-hmm. that talks about the NFB Newsline. It's a publication and service, actually. It's not a publication. It's an actual service that individuals who are blind, visually impaired, can go to, and you can do that through your iPhone. You can dial in a voice number, and you can look up your TV listings. You can read different articles from different newspapers across the country. All kinds of job listings are found there for individuals as well. We talked about technologies. I use something really, really cool. I mean, it's called Aira. It's a smart device connected to a pair of glasses that allow me to connect with an individual if I was to be traveling and need direction, or if I wanted to locate some of the things that were around me, read print documents, different things of that nature. So that's also something that I use.
Now that I noticed, because you took your glasses off, and I noticed that little thing on the side of it.
Yeah.
And I wondered what it was. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. That's the Aira camera is what that is. And these are called Australian Aira glasses. There are two types of them. Should have brought my other pair because they're really, really neat. But maybe we can come back in some other time, talk about Aira in more detail, because it really is a really extraordinary service that individuals who are blind and visually impaired get to use. It is amazing. I've used it to traverse my way through airports in Orlando and in Washington and different places. So it's just a really awesome thing. I also use a Braille note-taking device. It's called a Braille Note Touch.
Yeah.
It is a Google tablet, and it allows me to also have Braille as well as be able to provide text and printed stuff for someone who may want to look over my shoulder. It also is helpful in classrooms so that teachers can see the work that their students are doing, keep track of it. So those are my kind of main, and my cane, my long white cane. Can never forget about my long white cane. I don't go anywhere. I could go anywhere without Aira. I could even get along without Braille. But the long white cane, that's the symbol of blindness and independence for us. As I said, you know, we believe that the only thing that holds us back is the misconceptions about blindness. You know, the principal problem is there's not enough information that people have about it, so they become afraid of it, and it's nothing to be afraid of.
I would completely agree with that. And certainly, Jordy, we are very happy to have you come in and speak about Meet the Blind Month. If someone is listening and they want some of these resources, or maybe want your help in helping them seek employment, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, if they are looking to get a hold of myself, they can always reach out to me at Social. Our phone number is 740-380-1475. I'll be happy to connect them with the NFB or any of the other disability resources that are available here in the state. If individuals are interested in connecting directly with the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio, they can visit nfbohio.org. There you'll be able to find all kinds of good information about legislative things, and we have a convention coming up at the end of the month, and so we're really excited about that. And so you can find out contact information for our leadership, again, by going to nfbohio.org. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, and so those links are there as well. And again, though, we are delighted to be able to talk with you this morning about Meet the Blind Month, and it's a joy to be here and to be able to have this conversation.
Well, certainly, I do appreciate you being here, Jordy. Are there any final words before we wrap up our segment today?
I would encourage individuals to, particularly those who are blind and visually impaired, to hope. There is hope, and you can do it. And with the proper training, with the proper tools, anyone who is motivated can succeed. And so my work as an independent living specialist and my personal association with the Federation as a member allows those things to be walked out in my everyday life. And so anyone who needs encouragement, definitely reach out to those phone numbers or those web addresses, and we would love to connect with you and bring you into the family. We think of the National Federation of the Blind as a huge family, and so we'd love to have you as part of our family. And again, I very much appreciate the chance to talk with you about Meet the Blind Month.
Well, thanks so much, Jordy. We definitely appreciate having you in. And as I told you last year when we did a segment with you, you have a great radio voice.
I am a talker, so this is a natural setting for me. So I really enjoy it. And so thank you again for that. Very nice compliment. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
And with that being said, this is Teresa Salazzoni wrapping up our special community segment for Meet the Blind Month right here at 98.3 CMFM and 103.3 LGN.